Desai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, loving Sairams and greetings from Prashant Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. The time right now in our studio is 11:50 a.m. and it's a pleasant and cool day here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram. In fact, from last couple of days, it's almost continuously raining. Raining in the sense, slight light showers and drizzles, but it's almost continuous. And because of this, the temperatures at Prashant Nilayam have come down and it's quite comfortable and cool and pleasant. Today is 12th of November and a warm welcome to today's Thursday Live, and this is a segment, Service Love in Action. I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai. Well, dear listeners, in this segment, if you are following this segment, you will be aware that in this segment, we talk to Swami's devotees and listen to the experiences of them being involved in various service activities. And today I'll be playing for you a conversation with Mr. Nageshwar Rao, the district president for the district Vishakhapatnam of the Indian state Andhra Pradesh. But before getting on to the conversation, let me just narrate a beautiful experience shared earlier by one of Swami's devotees. And he was talking about the service activity blanket distribution. Well, what is this blanket distribution? This is one of the service activities which Swami's devotees conduct. And it happens every year during the months of winter, mainly in the months of December and January in India. So what happens is, there are people homeless and very poor who in the night lie down in streets, in railway platforms or in bus stands. So Swami's devotees late in the night during the months of December and January at around 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock go to such places where we can find these homeless people and give them new blankets. Because these people will be very poor. They won't have proper clothing. They'll be shivering with winter, shivering because of cold. So on one such occasion, a group of devotees had gone out in late night in the month of December, and they found a man. In fact, they found few people in streets lying in the night. So they were distributing the blankets, and they went to one man who was not actually asleep. He was awake, but he had covered himself with one blanket. And the side devotees found out that that blanket in which the man was covered was the blanket which the side devotees themselves had given the previous year to him. But the blanket had become very old and was torn apart because of overuse. So these devotees thought that let's give him one new blanket. So they offered him one new blanket to that gentleman who was lying down there. But that man said, "Sir, thank you for this, but you just go forward. There is one small boy who also is homeless and he is lying there without any blankets. He is shivering because of cold. Please offer this blanket to him." Well, the devotees were happy and they were just about to move forward, but one devotee from that group was curious and he asked this man, "Friend, what makes you tell this? We are offering you a new blanket. Your blanket is torn apart and you can use this new blanket. Why you are telling us to give it to that person?" That time, this gentleman, he said something which is really worth listening to. He said, "Sir, the blanket which I am using now is the blanket which you only gave me last year. I know it's torn apart, it's very old, but the embodiment of love, Satya Sai Baba, has given a token of love to me last year. And after getting this token of love, whenever I use this blanket, at least during that time, I try to follow what Swami says, love all and serve all. So just, I thought when you are offering me a new blanket, I thought why not why not give it to that person who is not having a blanket? Well, dear listeners, isn't this experience worth listening to again and again, what that man said? So such experiences we listen to from various devotees in this segment, Service Love in Action, and also listen to the activities in which they are taking part. As Swami always says, love all, serve all, manav seva is madhava seva. So today, as I said, I'll be paying for your conversation with Mr. Nageshwar Rao. He is the district president for the district Vishakhapatnam of Indian state Andhra Pradesh. And this conversation is part one of the conversation. The part two of the conversation will be played next week. Happy listening.
Across every state of India, across 125 countries, across political, religious, racial, geographic and linguistic divide, across social and cultural barriers, what compels millions to step forward and reach out to complete strangers in need? Since 1940, when the 14-year-old Satya declared his divine mission, a silent revolution has emerged from a heart that preaches only one language, that of unconditional love. Through his massive service projects, Bhagwan Baba has redefined spirituality as social activism, responsible charity and conscientious citizenship. Be it a service project in remote Andhra Pradesh or at a slum in Zimbabwe, volunteers from all backgrounds are transforming our world by serving in the name of Sai.
Sairam sir, greetings and a warm welcome to Radio Sai Studio.
Sairam, thank you sir.
This is a segment called Service Love in Action. Now Swami has initiated many seva projects, the Satya Sai Super Speciality Hospitals in medical field, then in education field, the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learnings, and many drinking water projects. Now inspired by all this, Swami's devotees undertake service activity in whatever capacity they can in their own place. So in this segment, we talk to Swami's devotees and listen to the activities in which they are involved and also about the experiences that they have experienced after undertaking the service activities, so that we get inspired and also inspire others to involve in service activities. Because Swami has always said, manava seva is madhava seva, service to man is service to God. And seva, that is the karma marga, is one of the way to achieve liberation. That also Swami has often told in his divine discourses. So now you are the district president of the district Vishakhapatnam of the Indian state of Andhra Pradesh. So we want to listen from you the various service activities in which the devotees, Swami's devotees in the district of Vishakhapatnam are involved.
Sairam sir, my humble pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagavan Baba Varu. Before proceeding the interview, just I want to explain my self experience.
Yes.
How I came into the organization.
Yeah, that will be good. Yes, please start from there.
Basically, there is no devotee in my family or my father's family or my grandfather's family. All sudden, Swami physically appeared in my residence.
Oh, is it? Which year was this?
89, I think.
Okay.
89. I used to pray Lord Shiva at my home. Suddenly, that day morning, the portrait of Shiva, which is there in my residence, my home, that was disappeared.
Oh.
And this Swami came in that place like this.
Swami's photo appeared?
Yes.
Oh, so Lord Shiva's photo disappeared
this Swami appeared there.
Oh, Swami's photo.
I suddenly, I seen that, who is this? I have seen Baba's photo.
Okay.
But there is no connectivity between our families. We don't have about Swami. Suddenly I got doubt how it was happened. And then I absorbed what is going on. Like that 3 days, where I am going, where I am sitting, if I am reading, Swami is appearing in front of me.
Oh. So only you could see the Swami photo. Others couldn't see.
I could see. Okay. With a beautiful smile with an Abhayahasta. I asked Swami, closing my eyes and asked Swami, why you are coming? I have not seen before you. My parents, other side of the family members or relatives, we never visited the party and this thing. Swami told me one word. You dropped twice from my hands.
Oh.
You dropped twice from my hands. Now you will work for me.
Mm-hmm.
Very clearly, you will work for me.
Okay, okay.
Rendu paryalu vidichukunnavu. Ippudu na pani chestavu. Swami cheppina vakyam telugulo.
Okay.
I can't explain in English properly. I was shocked. Em pani chestam mem? I was very much confused.
What work?
What work?
Yeah.
And I got sweating, and 3 days is with me like that. Then slowly I started interacting with the other people who got very experienced Satya Sai devotees, and a very experienced center is there, very old center. And I went to the place where bhajan is going on. Just I explained and narrated this entire story to one senior devotee, Mr. Bapi Raju, very old devotee of Swami. Swami used to call them for here, and big medical camps is there conducted here for, through that family. They told me, you are very lucky for boy. Maybe something is there. Swami planned in a divine manner. You will get it. And you will be blessed.
Yes.
That is the story how I came to the organization.
Mm-hmm.
That is a part. And then I started my service activities and other activities through Visakhapatnam organization. That is, now it is Visakhapatnam district.
Yes.
Previously it is zone 1. Srikakulam, Vijayanagaram, Visakhapatnam, 3 districts are merged as a one, and Mr. Sri Paparao Garu is the zonal in charge. Zonal coordinator, very dynamic, blessed by Baba. Because of him, I learned so much of things to travel this seva activity journey.
Nice. But before getting to the seva activities, I'm curious to know, has Swami any time told you about the what he told for you in the vision, that you are left twice, now I want you to do my activities? Anything personally Swami told later?
Personally Swami not told me. I used to come along with the sevadals of my district as a sevadal. First attempt, I think it is in 1990. I came a first time for service. I don't know about the Ganesh Gate, what is the difference between Ganesh Gate, Canton Gate, Calvert Gates, I came. That time Mr. Satyanana, Satyanana garu is from Rangareddy district, is looking after the seva activities over here. Just he is given an opportunity to do some seva. That is group leader for outside sector. I don't know about what is group leader, what is seva, what to do. Then I explained the same story to Satyanana garu. Sir, I am very new man to the organization. By mistake, you have given the opportunity. But I don't know what is the exact locations, topography, what to do also in Prashantanayam. Like that, I narrated him. Then he is suddenly told me, no. By mistake, I never did like this.
Mm-hmm.
By mistake, I never did like this. I have not given a group leader responsibility in Prashantanayam. This is the first time I have given to you. This is Bhagavan's grace. His will. That's why you called. That's why you have elected a group leader. That day I realized, oh, something is there. He is guiding me. I can say one word, sir. People feel in a different manner about Swami. My feeling is, he is really my guide, guardian, God. For me.
Yes.
Satya Sai Baba is a guide, guardian, God.
Nice.
He acted in the 3 manner. He guided me by appearing in my home. He's guarded me in so many personal problems and activities. As and when we prayed about something, definitely he's blessed us with a positive result. That's why he's a guide, guardian, God.
Yes, nice.
Visakhapatnam district is having a great responsibility in Satya Sai Seva organization, Andhra Pradesh. Why? Because in those days, Hyderabad is centrally pointed out to perform a different type of activities with a lot of support from the people. After that, the same depth of the activities is carried out by Visakhapatnam district. Initially, I was started as a Sevadal of the Bhajana Mandali, then Samiti Sevadal coordinator, then district Sevadal coordinator, then God's grace, district president of the organization. Very, very important activity in Visakhapatnam is medical services.
Okay.
Just I am explaining that medical services is different than free integrated medical camps. Visakhapatnam used to operate medical camps previously. That was totally changed by Bhagavan's grace in 91 or 90. We came to the Prashantalam Seva. Papa Rao sir is there that time. We planned, what we are doing, the medical activity, just going to a village or a slum area, taking 2-3 doctors, treating them, coming back, is not up to the mark. Swami wants something more than this. Then we did, in Prashanti Nilayam, Sabha Mandapam, Kulwant Sabha Mandapam, we prayed Bhagavan to guide us. Got an idea to formulate a iCell, E-Y-E-I cell team.
Okay.
What is iCell? That I want to get. I, vision. Swami's vision. Swami's ideology. Swami's thoughts. Swami's guidance. Everything that is I. In the name that we formulated a 30-40 members team in Visakhapatnam, we started, we have to do service to the people where very far away they are living in tribal areas, deep tribal areas and slum areas with a follow-up manner, and what it is required from the medical aid is to be given to them.
Okay.
That is our idea.
Nice, wonderful. In fact, to that far-reaching tribal area, other people don't go generally, right? The other NGOs.
Yes.
So you wanted to go to places where others generally don't go to. It's nice. Then onwards, how it developed?
Conducting a free integrated medical camp. Yes, I want to narrate how. What is the difference between the general medical camp, integrated medical camp? Integrated medical camp, consisting of Visakhapatnam, by Bhagavan's grace, around 70 doctors team is there. And around 40 paramedical and lab technicians, Sevadals is more than 300-400 Sevadals involved in that area. From Visakhapatnam, tribal areas is far away, near around 100 to 150 kilometers distance.
Okay.
So, what exactly doing in that camps? First, primary survey. The team will move from Visakhapatnam to a particular area. We will contact the local people. We will collect the information about the cluster of villages where the people don't have the transport facility, any modus operandi. They have to come by walk only from the hillocks or from the forest to the nearby center. And we will identify a particular place where it is hostels is there, a school is there. We need some infrastructure to run the medical camp. So, in the primary survey, we will identify the villages, around 20-25 villages, having population of 3,000 to 4,000 population. And we will discuss with the government officials, informing them, sir, this is a Satya Sai organization. We want to conduct a free integrated medical camp in this place, we need your support also. Like that, we will complete the primary survey, coming back to Visakhapatnam. We will discuss with our doctors and medical team. And this is the conditions prevailing in the area. And in the next Sunday, the ICEL members will go to the same location. Taking the assistance from the villagers, we will go to the every village. Two of the ICEL member and one of the local boy or young youth or the villager. We will carry the pamphlets, what we want to do, what we are going to do in the medical camp. We will go to the village and starting the conducting, inquiring about their health by each family.
Mm-hmm.
We got a proforma. First we will inquire about that gender, normal things. Then we will start with 0 to 5 years age. How many children is there? And 5 to 10 years. 10 to 18 or 15 years. Then ladies. Then gents. Because 0 to 5 years children is requires more attention. Every month they will give them some drops. Measles drops. And this antibiotic, antifebral injections they will give. There is a chart will be there. So we want to identify them and we have to inform the local people, ANMs, they will covering or not. Mm-hmm. We have to cover those things. That is very, very important. 5 years to 10 years, we want to identify what is their conditions, growth, how they are growing, whether they are growing in proper manner or not, if they want any medical support or Sahi protein. And then we go to the, directly to the female persons in the entire village.
Mm-hmm.
What we observed from our lot of experience, there is a big problem in women. Personal health and hygiene. They don't know how to maintain their personal health monthly course time. They don't know what to use to prevent the problems coming from that period. At their time of other activities also, how to maintain their health.
Mm.
And we observed the male gender side. So many social evils are there. Alcoholic.
Yes.
And tambaku. Local manufactured some maddi kallu. Ippasara.
Mm-hmm.
Jilugu kallu. And some powders. Mixed powders. Daily they will take it.
Mm.
These are all the items is creating a lot of health problems then. Mm. So we concentrating that all entire things to be collected information from there. How to make the people not to take these items and improve their health.
Yeah, you educate the local people.
Local, by way of PPT.
Mm.
By way of charts.
Okay, PowerPoint presentations
and display of the charts.
Yes.
That is one part. And asking the every item. We got a system. First we start with eye. What is the eye problems? These evidence are very much trained by the local doctors. How to identify the eye problem. And ENT specialists. Every specialty, we got a different type of questions. Because out of that answer we will came to know, yes, these people are having this.
Correct. There will problems. Be a certain way how to identify the problems. Yes.
Yes. And after that, we will summarize the entire survey report.
To the doctors.
To the doctors. We will make it different categories. And we will discuss with the doctors and the paramedical staff. What is the medicines required? Who is the doctor or doctors required? What is the technical support is required for the camp? And the next Saturday, we will go to the camp. One day before, we will establish the entire shamianas and what is required there. Next day morning, Monday, that Sunday morning, the doctors will come from Visakhapatnam. We used to take minimum doctors is 12. All specialties, general doctors, general physicians, eye specialist, ENT, cardiology, neuro, orthopedic, gynecology, pediatric. Besides that, we have to carry our own X-ray unit along with generator support.
Mm-hmm.
And this ECG and the other requirements for the pathological and other tests, what we have want to do there, urine culture test you want, urine test you want to conduct, blood test you want to conduct, hemoglobin, what is the percentage. So all equipments along with the medical team.
Mm-hmm.
And nursing staff. Then we will start the camp, the people will come and we will take them OP. In the OP, where the patient comes, we will questioning the system, what is your problems, and we will note it down. They will send the doctor.
So this happens every Sunday or every month?
Month one camp.
Okay.
It will have definitely 6 follow-ups.
Mm.
6 months follow-up is there. See, conducting one camp, no use. you have to follow the patient's problems also. So after this camp, we are not leaving, conducting a camp and these people. In the particular camp, we will identify some people for eye operations,
yes.
Some people for the gynec side,
okay.
Some people for the epilepsy, that is called fits. And another problematic area is the TB. Because of the alcohol and other things, it will lead to TB and it will lead to cancer. That's a very problematic area. So, we have to recognize the people and make a note about the particulars of the people, and this specialized youth and team members will come down to the villages and we will collect all the people to Visakhapatnam,
mm-hmm.
where we have a medical center in MVP colony. Medical center is there. From there, so many local hospitals, corporate hospitals and private hospitals, devoted doctors' hospitals is supporting us.
Okay.
We will discuss with them. We will start the treatment.
Mm.
If they require operations, everything, from the day one he brought to the Visakhapatnam by our own vehicle,
mm-hmm.
and we will admit them. The Sevadal, 24 hours, they perform the Seva duty in the hospital. They will be given by food.
Oh, and food will be provided for them.
The diet recommended by hospital will be prepared in the devotee's houses.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
In devotee's houses.
Wonderful.
The devotee will carry the food to the hospital and they will feed the
patients.
After that, if it is cured, then they will be cured definitely. They will take them back to the village.
Wow, nice. Very nice. So, from when this activity started, sir?
89 or 90, sir. This is integrated medical camps.
Been happening from past 25 years almost.
Yes, yes.
Oh, nice, very nice. Now, Swami often says in his discourse, like going to villages, performing the various service activities, medical activities is one thing. But what is important is we should see what transformation we have seen in the villages. Generally, they will have some social evils like consuming alcohol, smoking. So, when we go to villages, we should see that these things are taken care of. Because if the male persons stop drinking alcohol, then their life itself is made. So, in the past 25 years, what changes you have seen in the villages, the transformations that you have seen? Please narrate some incidents.
Initially, early stages, when we are conducting some service activities, what our concentration is, Swami, so is given an instruction through organization, or Swami has conducted this activity, that activity. So we have to conduct in the same manner. Slowly, after conducting so many activities regularly, we observed that out of this activity, something is going, giving a change in the lives of the people. We observed that. In 2006, in that Kotavurutla Mandalam, nearby Narsipatnam, there is a village, Cherlo Palam. Nearby village, we have conducted integrated medical camp, Akkasahi Peta, that is the central place. The Sevadals used to conduct a primary survey, informing the villagers that this is the camp is conducting. That same the manner, the Sevadal went the village by cycle. One boy is doing his agricultural work in the field. They have given, handed over the pamphlet and they explained that this is the camp is conducting, please inform all the villagers, you will take everything free.
Hmm.
That boy is turned, he attended the medical camp himself. He is having hearing problem. By birth, he don't have any problem. At the age of 7 years, slowly he lost his hearing.
Hmm.
Why, what happened, we don't know. I think in 97 he born. His name is Mr. Govind, M. Govind. And the doctor, Mr. Someshwara, who is the ENT specialist in Visakhapatnam, he examined the patient and he advised him, if your family or your parents accept for an operation, you will get your hearing capacity 90% back.
Mm-hmm.
Then the boy very much felt very happy and I called by the doctor, he explained to me, this operation is not an ordinary operation, it requires more attention and more money. There's two things. More attention, more money.
Okay.
So, I simply question, sir, by Bhagavan's grace, Bhagavan's will, we are conducting camp here. I think this camp is meant for this boy. If it is successfully completed operation, he got his own his problem is rectified. Then we took the boy to the Vishakhapatnam, and we discussed in A.N. Beach Hospital. It is a private hospital, okay. Very, very big hospital, A.N. Beach. We contacted the doctors over there to allow us conduct the free operation there. What they said, we will allow you, but it requires some operation, that disposable items, some kit they want. And they want anesthesia payment. Anesthesiologist, they want money. He will be outsider. Around 16,000 will be the cost. If it is a purely private system, it more than 30,000 in that days. Okay, we prayed Bhagavan. In the evening day, want to buy the all medicines, what they have given a list. Around 7:30 in the evening, doctor called me. Nageshwara, there is a surprising news for you. What the Govind is facing problem, same type of problem patient was admitted in today, his operation posted tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Maybe 100% these consumables, the items what we are going to use for the private patient is helpful for the Govind's operation. Very surprising. Okay, sir. So don't buy. Don't buy anything. And the morning by 6:30 something, they started operation. The operation successfully completed by around 10:30. And the patient came out. Very successfully operation conducted. It is only 1200 rupees for the operation.
Oh, is it?
500 rupees for the anesthesia and 650 rupees for the medicine.
Because the items they already had. Right.
Already they are used for the patient. Once it is opened, it will not be kept for a long.
Okay.
That is to be thrown out. So that is a great miracle Swami taken up.
Swami himself planned.
Planned. And then boy, we sent them to his residence, his village. After within the 6 months, we conducted the second operation also. We planned. The same story was happened.
Okay.
What we planned a date, the same day there is an operation was posted there. And same, around 1300, 1400, the second operation was also successfully.
So second time also, some other patient was supposed to get operated,
yes.
But that operation got postponed.
Postponed.
Oh my God.
And this is the same day it was happened. Like that, Swami has given a great support to the organization as well as to the patient also.
So this boy, when he was 7 years old, he lost his hearing capacity.
Yes.
But when the problem was detected, how old was he?
At the age of, I think it is, he is in some 7th class something, he is detected that.
So about 12 or 13 years old.
Up to 2006, he felt very inconvenient situations. He faced so many problems.
There may be problems in school.
School, right? Family. He got married. That family also facing so many problems. His villager is a agriculturist.
So now we can hear properly.
100%. What is the great change? Actually, Satya Sai organization, through what Swami told, I recollect myself. Unna sthiti nunchi unnatamaina sthitiki teesukovaladam. Taking a person from the where he is there in a situation, in a manner what he is living, changing his total life in a different plane.
Better situation.
Better situation. Better way of living. That is through service activities also we observed in the Govind's case.
Yes, very nice.
After the operation, suddenly he phoned me. Sir, I want to come to Prashantanilam. He never came. He never visited. He don't know. So why? He narrated a story. Sir, that day, operation first day, when I was in the theater, I got feared very much. And there is a temple, Ramalayam, in that village. They used to sing some bhajans. And I started crying and started praying my village god, Rama. Suddenly, Swami appeared in the operation theater top.
Oh, is it? Wow.
With the blessing, two hands. Blessing with two hands. Then I expected that Swami will be guide me, will be again. My operation will be successfully completed. So keeping in that point, he called me, sir, I want to come to Prashantanilayam to show my gratitude to Swami by way of performing seva.
Nice.
In the 2006 November, for Swami's birthday, he came to Prashantanilayam. By God's planning, sir, he was posted Sevadal duty in Kulvantamandapam. Kulvantamandapam. And very near to Swami in the VIP, detector, his metal detector point. He was very near to Swami's area, where Swami used to come and talk with the VIPs.
Yeah.
He was blessed by Swami. From 2006, every year, he is coming to Prashantanilayam for service. And this time, January, he is there in Kulvantamandapam.
Prashanti Seva.
Prashanti Seva. Prashanti Nilayam Seva. This is the only part of that change of life in the
boy.
But another side, what I know, came to know from the parents of that boy, this boy is a problematic boy in the home.
Very mischievous, naughty.
Very mischievous and very ferocious.
Okay.
After coming to Prashanti Nilayam, suddenly Swami given an idea, no, you should behave like this. Not to like this.
Swami told him personally?
When he is praying, and Swami is giving darshan, praying, Swami, I am not properly behaving in my home. Please guide me. Then he got an idea. He got some information through his vision.
Okay.
It changed his life.
Now,
if you will go to the village, if you ask, Sairam is, Mr. Govind is Sairam. His village, his home is there. He's a very good boy.
Okay.
He's helping to the all people.
So the villagers have named him Sairam.
Sairam. Now, he is, any problem is there, any particular person, any medical problems is there. This boy is to collect the all patients and getting them to Vishakhapatnam for treatment.
So he is coordinating the medical camp in that village now.
Yes.
Very nice.
Sairam, you just heard an episode of our radio series, Serving in the Name of Sai, in which we brought to you part one of a two-part conversation with Mr. Nageshwar Rao, the district president of the Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organizations for Vishakhapatnam, Andhra Pradesh. In conversation with him was Radio Sai's Raghu, and this was recorded in the studios of Radio Sai on the 6th of January 2015. Part 2 will be aired same day, same time next week. Thank you and Sai Ram.
Krishna, Krishna, kaun ne sang jodo, jo tum todo piya, main nahi todo re, to se preet tode Krishna, kaun sang jodo. Krishna kaun sang jodo, jo tum todo piya, main nahi todo re, to se preet tode Krishna, kaun sang jodo, Krishna kaun sang jodo. तरुवर मैं भय पतिया तुम भय सरोवर मैं भय मछिया गिरीवर मैं भये छारा तुम भये चंदा मैं भये चकोरा जो तुम तोड़ो पिया मैं ना ही तोड़ू रे तो से पीठ तोड़े कृष्णा कौन संग जोड़ू कृष्णा कौन संग जोड़ू
मुरली मनोहर मोहर
हम भये धागा तुम भये सोना हम भये सुहागा भाई मीरा के प्रभु जी ब्रिज के बासी सुनो हे गोपाल सुनो हे गोपाल तुम मेरे ठाकुर मैं तेरी दासी मैं तेरी दासी जो तुम तोड़ो पिया मैं नहीं तोड़ू रे तो से प्रीत तोड़े कृष्णा कौन संग जोड़ू कृष्णा कौन संग जोड़ू
गिरिधर गिरिधर गिरिधर
Radio Sai.
Spend the day with Sai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Prema Swarup Lara.
Happy, 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 be happy. Happy, happy, make others happy. All will be happy, God will be happy.
Jai Ishwaraya.